Thanks, Kristen. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio. Common wisdom says cleanliness is next to godliness, and there's a lot of research to support this theory. People with clean environments are more likely to donate to charity, and they're usually more healthy than their messy coworkers.
But new research that makes me happy shows you're more likely to be creative if your desk is messy. And I have kind of a legendarily messy desk. We once had a cleaning expert or an organizing expert in the studio, and she kept leaning toward my desk trying to clean it off when they showed her my office, but she was lured away.
Well, we're going to be talking about that now with Ryan Rahinal. He'll be joining us and was one of the researchers, and he's a PhD candidate in marketing at the Carlson School of Management at the University of Minnesota. Ryan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Robin, Veronica.
Well, what were you looking at with this research?
You know, like you said, cleanliness has often been linked to godliness, and there's all this research saying that, you know, cleanliness is such a good thing. It makes people donate to charity. It makes people eat healthier. And, you know, what we were thinking was, well, yeah, you know, if cleanliness is such a good thing, why haven't we gotten rid of it by now? And so that's kind of where we started. And we thought that this is kind of more of a nuanced story. And so since, you know, cleanliness has been associated with things like upholding societal standards, we predicted that, you know, just being around tidiness or cleanliness would elicit a preference for things that are more in line with tradition or convention. And so messiness would be able to lead people away from convention and tradition. And that actually helps you do some good things, like be creative. And so that's where we kind of started our theorizing.
Well, now how do you dig in and figure this out? How do you do this experiment?
Well, what we did was we just took 48 people, all right, and we just split them right in half. 24 people went and did a study in a clean room, and the other 24 did the study in a messy room. All right, and they did it one by one, so they weren't all in the rooms at the same time. But all we asked them to do was just come up with some new ways that a company could use the ping pong balls it manufactures. And just as, this is kind of a standard creativity kind of test, and we had people rate their responses on how creative they were. And this is something that you can do pretty reliably, as it turns out. And we found that people who did the study in the messy room or untidy room produced more creative ideas for these ping pong balls as compared to people that did it in the tidy room.
So that's pretty encouraging for the messy among us, that you can actually lead a more creative life or be more prone to creativity when your things are a little untidy.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think one of the big implications of our findings is that, you know, you should really try to structure environment to produce the results that you want to create in people. And so if you think about, for example, a research and development department, right, you might want that to be a little bit messy, right, because these people have to be creative. Whereas maybe the accounting department at an office, maybe that should be a little bit cleaner, right? You want these people to follow the rules a little bit more and think within the traditional confines and so forth.
So, but the people you took weren't inherently messy or clean people necessarily. You just took some people and put them in the environment is what was changing here between the two groups.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We just randomly assigned them. So we're getting away from this notion that it's just people who are generally messy or generally untidy or generally clean or so forth. So we're really able to isolate the effect of the environment itself on the behavior.
But it seems like there's got to be a interplay there. I mean, I'm a chronically untidy person as far as my desk goes. And so could it mean that I'm more creative, or am I reinforcing creativity by doing this? Is that maybe a future step to suss out here?
That would definitely support the theory. And we think that there could be that other piece of it as well, where you are simply reinforcing your creative self, if you will. We were just isolating the impact of the environment itself. So over and above how creative you might just naturally be, we were finding that just having the environment that way, regardless of how creative you are, can actually make you a little bit more than you would be otherwise.
Do you have any idea why a messy workspace would, you know, give birth to more creativity? Is that the brain just sort of has to put more pieces together because there's more to process?
Well, you know, it is a little bit unclear to us as well, but, you know, our thinking is that tidiness is really it's really associated with certain things, and the thing that we were focusing on was societal standards. You know, so We predicted that, you know, just being around a tidy environment would elicit this preference for things that are in line with that, with things like conventional things, like donating to charity, like having healthy options. Whereas messiness kind of does the opposite, right? It's kind of getting away from the societal standards. You know, we really shouldn't be messy, those kinds of things. So we think that this kind of encourages us to be in a certain mindset, if you will, of being breaking away from tradition or breaking away from convention and so forth. So it's kind of a lower level process. We don't think that these things happen very consciously. But, you know, any deeper into that, it's hard to kind of say what is going on.
On a practical level, you mentioned maybe the R&D or the marketing department might want to add some clutter to boost the creativity. Is it? Do you think it'd be so simple as, okay, I need to do something creative today. I'm going to clutter up my desk a bit. I mean, could it be that simple?
Well, you know, it's these things are all relative effects. So, I mean, whether you'll come up with that breakthrough idea that you really need today, we're not sure if it would have that profound of an effect. We certainly hope it would. What our findings do suggest is that you do get a little bit of a boost. It might help you out. Now, maybe that might take away from it in the sense that you might have to clean it up afterwards. our findings would definitely imply.
Now, one of the things about being clean versus being messy is that our society generally, you know, looks happily and pats one on the head and looks askance at the other and says, these guys need to clean up their acts, they're slobs, these people who are messy, like Rob. And is that going to change research like this? Are we going to start valuing creativity and what might come along with it? Apparently a bit of an attendant mess.
Well, you know, I think there are definitely situations in which we need tidiness. We need it in certain ways to, kind of predict our environment if we have to do something that's very organized or whatnot. But yeah, maybe for some of these tasks, like creativity, we might see a little bit of a different impression of these environments for things that you need to kind of break away from tradition and kind of break away from convention. That's certainly what we're hoping for, I think, is that, you know, we have environments, we need to use them in ways that kind of suit different behaviors in ways that are good for either, you know, policymakers or employers or employees or consumers. And so if we can leverage these things that are just naturally around us, then maybe we can steer behavior in ways that work out for the better.
Ryan, a question that's been nagging at me as we've been talking, what does your desk look like?
Let's just say I'm a very creative person.
I wonder where the idea for this research came from. Well, I like it. Mine's not perfectly tidy either, I have to say. I can't completely poke fun at Rob here, but not quite as bad. Didn't Einstein have a really excellent quote about messy desks?
Yeah, I think he said something about, you know, if messy is, I think it was, you know, I think you said something about an empty, what's to be made of an empty desk if messiness is disorganized.
I got it. I think if a cluttered desk is a sign of a cluttered mind, what's an empty desk a sign of?
Right,
there
exactly,
you go.
Exactly.
It's nice to have Albert Einstein at the head of a movement for messiness there.
That's right. Actually, Steve Jobs' desk is actually notoriously messy as well.
Really?
Yeah. So it's... it certainly does seem to inspire. There's little anecdotes that do support kind of what we were finding in our studies.
Well, what do you do next now? What are some of the other things you can study as far as how our physical surroundings, whether we're talking the tidy, messy continuum, affects our performance?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've been thinking about, and we have some encouraging results already, is that, you know, we study this in terms of, you know, desks and rooms and offices and so forth. One thing that we're trying to do is to see how these translate online. So if, you know, the layout of a web space or web page is pretty messy versus pretty tidy and neat, how does that influence your, you know, your behavior online? And so will you donate to charity? Will you still pick those healthy options and so forth? And so we do have some encouraging results on that front.
And so I suppose if you are a charity, maybe you would want to have a really uncluttered, tidy website.
And you need a very tidy one.
And work an angle like that, because it seems like there might be something hardwired in the brain as for the way we respond to these different environments.
Exactly. And that's what we're finding. Likewise, if you're trying to, if you're a healthy brand that's trying to encourage healthy eating, healthy choices, you definitely want a very clean and uncluttered website. Versus maybe not so much if you're, you know, a chocolate bar manufacturer or so forth.
Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you for Rob and Veronica having me.
That was Ryan Rahinel. He's a PhD candidate in marketing at the Carlson School of Management at the University of Minnesota, author of the study we've been talking about. Here's a challenge to you. If you are able to do this now, take a picture of your desk and post it to the Central Time Facebook page. Don't tidy up first. Be honest. We want to see what's going on your desk and what's growing there.
Coming up next, school is starting up around the state, and our guest says we need to change the way we think about the role of teachers. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.